This week, April 23rd to the 29th, marks the inaugural United Nations Global Road Safety Week, which was sanctioned in 2005 as a way to raise awareness about the importance of road safety, especially for young road users. Worldwide, road accidents claim more than 1 million lives a year and are the second leading killer of persons aged 5 to 25. During his weekly general audience, Pope Benedict XVI added his voice to those calling on everyone, and on young people especially, to exercise prudence and caution at the wheel.
Rivolgo una parola di incoraggiamento.
The Holy Father spoke a word of encouragement to governments, calling on public sector institutions on all levels throughout the world to maintain safe roads and to safeguard human life with proper tools. Pope Benedict especially encouraged those who work to develop technology and strategies that will make roads and vehicles more safe everywhere. As I invite you all to pray for the victims of road accidents and for victims' families, said Pope Benedict, I hope that a decent sense of responsibility for one's neighbor will lead drivers, and especially young drivers, to exercise prudence and greater respect for existing traffic laws.
Induca gli automobilisti, specie i giovani, alla prudenza e al maggior rispetto del codice della strada.
The Pope's appeal came at the end of an audience, the heart of which was the Holy Father's reflection on the 3rd century church father Origen of Alexandria.
This great teacher of the faith was highly esteemed by students, not only for his theological brilliance, but also for his exemplary moral conduct. His father, Leonidas, was martyred during the reign of Septimius Severus. So Origen himself always had a deep yearning to die a martyr's death. He decided that the best way to honor his father and glorify Christ was by living a good and upright life.
Pope Benedict also discussed Origen's intellectual contribution to civilization.
Origen is best known for his unique contribution to theology, an irreversible turn which grounded theology in Scripture. He emphasized a spiritual reading of the Word of God and demonstrated how the three levels of meaning, the literal, the moral, and the spiritual, progressively led us to a deeper prayer life and closer relationship with God. Origen teaches us that when we meditate on God's word and conform our lives to it, we allow the Holy Spirit to guide us to the fullness of truth. May we follow Origen's example by praying with Scripture, always listening attentively to God's word.
Origen was born about AD 185 in Alexandria in Egypt, and he died in the year 254 shortly after suffering persecution because of his faith. I'm Chris Altieri.